News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Before all that, though, a woman has been taken to hospital with serious injuries after being attacked by two dogs in South County Dublin. With a rise in dog attacks across the country, do we need more rules for owning a dog, Ciara? Because, of course, the minister in question, the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, has announced a ban on XL bully dogs specifically.
Yeah. We do have some restrictions. We don't have banned breeds other than the XL bully dogs. Looks like they're going to be. We do have some restrictions around dogs. For example, certain breeds need a 2-foot leash. Certain breeds are supposed to be muzzled in public. Certain breeds are not supposed to be walked by people under a certain age. All of those types of things. These are those big things.
All of which are routinely ignored.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that assessment. Here's the thing, and I understand this, and I believe we're probably going to hear this morning from people who are going to say, it's not bad dogs, it's bad owners. That's probably true, but you know what? We can't get rid of bad owners. We can get rid of dangerous dogs, and that's the truth. That's the bottom line. And by the way, I love dogs. I'm a dog person. You know that I'm a bit of a sap for dogs. I really do love dogs. But if you're a bad owner and you own a Chihuahua, it's not going to do very much harm, even if you've turned it into a vicious, attack dog. If you're a bad owner and you've got an XL bully or you've got a pit bull
or you're mistreating it, or you're
doing those things, you have a weapon on the end of a leash.
I like dogs as well. I wouldn't be afraid of dogs, but there are certain dogs, if I'm in a park and I see them off the lead, I immediately am fearful.
We know the ones. You mean pit bulls and all the big ones.
There are certain dogs you just do not want to see. You don't want to see them off
the lead.
They're
not supposed to be off the lead, by the way.
You're not supposed to. You don't want to see them off the lead. You also don't want to see certain types of people with them on a lead.
Yeah. They're not supposed to be off the lead. So if they're off the lead, you already know the owner is sort of flouting the rules. And that is a little bit scary. But the bottom line is this. As much as I love dogs, there are certain dogs that can do such horrendous damage if they attack that I believe that they should be banned. I do, even though I know it's the fault of the owners. But you can't ban the owners. You can't get rid of them. So I don't think we have much options on this.
Pete Wedderburn, a.k.a. Pete the Vest, do you agree?
No, I don't think they should be banned because, we don't live in a police state. People aren't going to take to having folk arrive on their doorstep saying, let's see your dog. Okay, we think it's an XL bully. We're going to take your dog away and kill it. People aren't going to accept this. And in any case, it's not going to work because all that will happen is people who want status dogs will move sideways and get a different type of dog that's large and muscular and powerful and can be seen as intimidating. And there's a whole bunch of different ones out there. So if you try to ban one breed, all that will happen is they'll move sideways to a different one. And this has happened in the UK where they banned American pit bulls, and then a number of years passed, and then people started to get the XL bullies. So, it just moves things along the conveyor belt a bit without actually fixing the problem. The real problem is people's attitudes. People need to be educated about choosing dogs wisely and managing dogs properly. That's the real issue here.
Pete, I understand where you're coming from. I admire you're taking a stand on this, and I admire your love of dogs. But can I put it to you, I'm not trying to be provocative, but can I put it to you, you're making exactly the same argument the NRA make in the US about it's not guns, it's the people who have the guns.
But it's easy to define a gun. You can define a semi-automatic rifle. If you try to define an XL bully, have you seen the description of an XL bully? It could apply to any number of breeds. So the actual thing, the process of banning them is way more complicated than people think it is. There's not a genetic test that says this is an XL bully, you can't have this. It's not anything like as objective as that. They say things like large, stocky frame, powerful forequarters. It's very hard to define. So this is wide open to legal appeals.
Okay,
in any
this,
case.
Is, Look, this just, isn't just, a technical just, point, Pete, but can I put it to you? If I'm in a park and I see certain breeds of dogs, and I mightn't even know what technically that breed of that dog is, be it an XL bully or a pit bull or whatever it is, but there are certain breeds of dogs, I do not want to see them in a park. I don't want to see them off the lead. I don't want to see some 15-year-old gouger with them on a lead either. And I don't want them in the park. I'm sorry, I don't want them around. And I think that's most people's view.
Well, they already have restrictions on restricted breeds. They've had them for over 30 years. And those restrictions are not enforced. They're not enforced. You often see dogs such as Dobermans, German Shepherds, a whole bunch of different dogs that are out without muzzles. That's normal in this country, but that's against the law. And that's another reason why I think this is just a farce, because the law will not be enforced. There is no history of laws on dogs being enforced in this country. Now, I can see why the government has to do it, because the breeds were banned in the UK and Northern Ireland. So, you know, if they weren't banned in this country, there would be an influx from our neighbouring countries. So they had to do this. But I still don't think it's anything like the answer. The answer is more dog wardens on the beat enforcing existing laws on dogs. And as well as that, wide education of people so that they learn that's not an appropriate dog for me. I shouldn't have that dog because it is potentially difficult.
Pete, with all due respect, is that not quite a naive argument? Let's call a spade here. I see some of the lads walking around with these dogs. They're not interested in being educated. They want that dog precisely because it is a status symbol, because it makes them look tough. It makes them look hard. That's exactly why they have those dogs.
And that's the attitude that you need to address. It's the attitude. It's not the dog. They'll just get a different dog if you ban XL bullies. You're not going to fix the problem. You're just poking around the surface. We need to get deeper into this, working out why people want these dogs and what we can do about that.
Fair enough, but you're not going to educate these people. They're not going to go, do you know what? You're right. I actually don't want this dog now because it's the wrong type of dog for me. That's just not going to happen. They're going to say, I want this dog.
So what you need to do is to enforce the existing laws about dogs being muzzled in public. You need to keep the public safe. It's very hard to police what people do in their own homes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the recent attacks on dogs happened in people's homes. It's very hard to police that. People will do what they want to do in their own homes. We don't live in a police state where we want the government to control all of our private activities. To some extent, there's a level of personal responsibility here. And, the best we can do is to do what we can to educate people about potential risks. But you can't control every minute aspect of people's personal lives. And as I say, ban one status dog, they'll choose a different status dog. So there's loads of options out there.
Pete Wedderburn, a.k.a. Pete the Vet, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.